Two last speakers. Judy, are you here? Yes, you are. And you don't want to speak? Well, we're delighted to have you all the same. Alan, you wrote it so fast at the end. Corbett, well, that's easy enough. You can read it. Pacific Coast Cabling. Thank you for making time for me today. Let me introduce myself. My name is Alan Horowitz. I'm the Vice President of the Networking Division for Pacific Coast Cabling, and we're one of the systems integrators I just mentioned. We're guys who actually built these networks, and the one that we're engaged in that it's the most relevant to what you're doing is the deployment that we're currently doing for the city of Norfolk, California. And we have deployed the Provost technology at the city of Norfolk, and it is a public access network funded by the city and intended to provide internet access to, you know, the public for the city of Lompoc on a per-fee basis. They're planning on launching the network in the March timeframe this year. The RFP was released in August of last year. We competed against many other systems integrators, and we won the competition, and the contract was given in late September, and we began construction in December, 1st of December. And the network actually was fully deployed and is built out right now at this date. Fine tuning is being done as we speak, and again, we're targeted to release in March. But I didn't really come here to, you know, explain about Lompoc. I wasn't really going to speak either, but after listening to many of the other presenters, there's a message that I hear reinforced, that I want to reinforce and just amplify and focus the issue a little bit on this. You're dealing with technology, and all of you are experts in technology, experienced in deployments of technology, and you know the adoption curves and the way things work in the world today. We're in a time of great and powerful technological change and social and economic change. And the trick, I think, to being successful in this world is to pick carefully what you actually decide to build. And so, you know, we know there are future technologies like LIMAX that are on the scene. And yes, that's a powerful technology, but yet still at least a year away from active deployments except in potentially pilots. And the standards around WiMAX are not yet solidified. They will be, and they will be more powerful, and they will be a next generation technology. But until they are solidified, where exactly is it going to go? So what do you do on Monday? What do you do today and now? And I think I'm on the page that the Wi-Fi technology that is available is a good investment as long as you don't bite off too much to chew on. And I think the focus has to be, as many of us have said in the audience, applications. You want to choose to deploy active networks that have a purpose for the next 2 to 5 years. Something that you know will accomplish goals in a short window of opportunity. How to fund these networks, I think, is the biggest challenge. As a small systems integrator, and by the way, Pacific Coast Cabling is a wide-ranging systems integrator. We work for a Los Angeles-based company headquarters in Chatswood, California. And we've been around for 20 years, so we've been in this business some time. We've lived through many, many technological changes. And especially in the area of Wi-Fi, you have to look at a 2 to 5 year window, because at the end of this 5 year window, there'll be new technologies that are going to be powerful. And however, why do you want to do that? So knowing that the technology has a shelf life, why would you want to invest in it? And I think the answer is in something that Jim said earlier. There are, the numbers vary. I've heard 75 million, I've heard 125 million Wi-Fi devices already deployed and sold in the marketplace. These are 75 million devices looking for a network to plug into. the city of Los Angeles has a very unique opportunity to be on the leading edge of providing that access network, whatever, in whatever format it is. And I, for one, am excited that this process is in place. I would love to be a part of whatever you choose to deploy, and I definitely have some ideas of what those things should be. I have a copy of your RFI, and I'm definitely getting a response from this.
Great.
And I'll let you know in that format what I think you should do, you know, on Monday.
That's a great set of comments for us to sort of head first conclusion here. Keep in mind, we are charged with a five-year vision, not a next-year plan, but we definitely do appreciate the insights, and we do have to figure out where the technology will be in 5 years while we're at it. So any input on that side would be much appreciated. Comments, questions from the panel?